Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio Program. I am John Ramos, and here to encourage you. Today on our program is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello. And Steve Kalaszewski.
Well, hello.
Hello. Good day. Well, we are so excited about this program and all the things that we're going to be sharing with you today. And we're so excited about the things that we're discussing. And one of the things is that we're going to be talking about a new way of living. It's exciting because when we give our lives to the Lord, you know, we enter a new way, and God has a way of transforming us and helping us to walk into a newness and a new relationship. And a lot of things that you're hearing today is like, you know what, you know, add Jesus 2.0, you know, using the Bible as like, you know, a motivational tool. It's not a motivational tool. It's an inspirational tool. It's the opportunity for you to actually grow in God, and your life is transformed as a result of it. So we're going to get, you know, more into the details of this and kind of talk about this and have this discussion, because it's important. It's something that we need to have and have to have. We're also going to be talking about how Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is and his wife were sending their son off, if you will. They were there as he was getting ready to enter IDF, Israeli Defense Force. It was a touching moment because, you know, if anyone knows, he knows the cost of war, having served himself and being the prime minister of Israel. That's something that they live with, you know, all the time. And all of their citizens, really, I mean, every citizen every young person before they go to college, and they have to serve in the military. I kind of like that idea. But it's really, really cool. Everyone learns. Everyone is being a part of defending the homeland. And you're going to be able to see him do that himself, which is pretty, pretty amazing. And we're also going to be talking about on today's program the opportunity of Bible scholarships and what's being done in communities to help people grow and advance. And just it's the church getting involved in education. I mean, we talk about the spheres of influence and all those different things that are going on. But I'm telling you, when the church says, you know what, I can play an impact, I can have a role, and I'm just not limited to this religion mountain, but I can step out of the spheres, if you will, in society and say, hey, we can help in education. Hey, we can be a part of this business mountain to help influence business and how economy works. Hey, we can play a role in this media. We can put some movies together that, I'll tell you what, people will want to come see. Wholesome, you won't be offensive, you won't be embarrassed watching with your children. And guess what? They'll be so good because they resonate with people's hearts that as a byproduct, they'll actually make money too.
Yeah.
And so there are roles that we can influence, and I'm so excited to hear more about this, Steve, when we get to it. But it's all spheres, government as well. I mean, we talk about these often, but it's important for us to know, as we talked about in a previous program. And don't forget that we are two programs back to back, and you can always catch up at vfntv.com. But we talked about the importance of being the ambassadors for the Lord. That our citizenship is not here on earth, but rather in heaven, and that we're just passing through. And as ambassadors, we represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We represent another kingdom. It's the King's domain, and he has his own way of doing it. And the way we find out what his administration is all about is that we fall in love with him and this book, the Bible. You know, we talked about in a previous program how Wycliffe translators have now said that 5.8 billion people on the face of the earth have their Bible, have a Bible translated in their first language, native language, and they're rapidly approaching their goal of 2025, that every language on the face of the earth will have the Bible written in their own. I mean, what a precious, precious gift. We want to thank you for supporting VFN TV, VFN radio program, as we're helping to bring the Bible to all the nations of the world in many different ways. Some people learn by reading, but other people learn by hearing and watching. And so I'm just so grateful for the technology that we have today and for those partners and sponsors that stand with us to make all of it come together and be possible. But I want to talk about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and want you to see firsthand his wife and the prime minister was kind of standing in a role, not necessarily as the prime minister that day, but more as a proud father. You can tell, as you can see his face, that he was soaking in the moment, probably reflective of the day that he himself, as a young man, said, I am going to stand for the defense of Israel, and I'm going to do my part. And he was kind of passing, I guess, the family baton off to his son and watching his son move in that direction. And so you're seeing the prime minister in a different setting, if you will, and you're seeing his wife as a mother going through many of the heartfelt expressions and many of the sentiments that many Israelis feel as they prepare their son and daughter to be able to serve their country, with the reality that serving their country could mean losing their life. You know, you begin to start to live when you understand that you have something that you're ready to die for. I believe someone said that you're not fit to live until you're ready to die for something. And when you have an understanding of death, you have an understanding that life is fragile, that you have an understanding that life is not promised. You know, tomorrow's not promised to everybody. I love what Steve Hill used to say. Tomorrow is written in a fool's calendar. All you have is today. And when you live with that awareness, you and I were talking a little about that, Pat, the other night. When you live with that awareness that, hey, we can go at any moment. That's when you begin to live, because you realize I am here but for a vapor. I am here for only a moment. I am here walking on this earth for a season. And the question is that when I am done, when my time is over, and as a believer, I join back with, you know, the Lord in heaven and I'm with him, did I do what God fashioned and formed me and created me in my mother's womb to do? Did I run the race like Paul said? I ran the race. I've completed the task. I'm ready. We all have that choice today to say, what are we going to do? And you have to be fit and ready to do it. I want you to watch this video, and I want you to see firsthand Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife do a send-off for their son. Watch this. We are very moved like every father and mother when their son goes to the army. We all are full of pride and also natural concern like every home in Israel. We are no different. I told Avner to protect the country and also to protect himself. I wish success to all the soldiers enlisting today. And for all the parents who are moved like us, to calm down. It'll be okay. Shalom. Wow, powerful moment.
Wow.
Powerful moment.
Proud papa right there.
Yeah, he was. And a proud mama. Concerned, as they should be.
Oh, yeah.
But we want to make sure that we have prayer and send prayers. That we pray for Avner right now, Lord, and we just ask you to protect them and keep your hands upon Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's son. We ask you for his protection, and we ask you for the protection of all Israeli defense soldiers, Lord, that you would keep your hands upon them, and they would not suffer very minimal casualties, you know, in any conflict, but that they will do what this moment calls them to do, that they would defend the apple of God's eye, that they would march, you know, under the protective watch of Michael the Archangel, and that they would defend Israel from intruders, domestic and foreign, and that Jerusalem and all of Israel will be safe. And it's just a sobering moment when you think about that, that, you know, life is fragile. And you only begin to live when you realize that I have something to die for. Right. And the question is, you know, what do you have? What are you here to do?
Yeah, it makes me think about, you know, what Lennon Ravenhill said. is that is what you're living for worth Jesus Christ dying for? And when I got out of the military, I had a very difficult time because I had come so close to death on so many occasions and literally walked through explosions, and it just haunted me for a long time. And somebody spoke into my life and just said, you know, death is a gift, because in that one moment, now you're able to live because you truly understand how fragile life is. And I've had so many repeated encounters as far as talking with other people, and they say, I should have died, or I got in a car crash, or I fell out of a window, and I should have died, I should have died. And it's just like, when you understand that life can be that, it can end that quick, and it just begins to highlight, okay, at that moment, if that was it, what was all your life lived for? Was it worth Jesus Christ dying for? And if not, God's mercy has been extended to you, and it's just like, you can repent today and just be like, God, I want to live everything for you and leave it all on the table for you, because it just highlights, it's like, how much more valuable is life when you're knowing the fact that you're pouring it all out. And it's so significant too. It's just like when you see that video of the prime minister, it just reveals that vulnerability of him as just a man, understanding the fact that continue to pray for him. And I've encountered so many parents that they themselves were in the military, but they said it doesn't even compare when I was in to when I sent my son, when I sent my daughter. Because it's just that much more of a difficulty, because there's that unknown factor, and it just causes them to cry out and pray for God's protection upon them even more. And it's just like, we've got to continue to stand with Israel as the church. We have to continue to pray for the leadership of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the safety of Israel, and all of those parents, because there are parents all across the world right now that their sons and daughters are fighting, and our prayers matter for them and their children.
It's powerful. It's absolutely powerful, because we really have to ask ourselves, are we willing to lay down our lives for the cause of Christ? And I think about that in relation to the military. I mean, we in a previous program, we talked about Coast Guard, United States Coast Guard, Rear Admiral William Lee, as he stood boldly against orders not to pass out Bibles from the White House. And he said he will give Bibles out, especially to those soldiers who are contemplating suicide and ending their own life. And he did that as a result of a soldier who put a gun to his head and by the grace of God, did not kill himself. It was a miracle.
Now, I don't know if he's on social media, but I would encourage anyone and everyone, find him, friend him, support him, and say, I stand with you, and I stand with you as the church, and we're praying for your leadership.
Yeah, I mean, you not only lay your life down, you may be called to lay your physical life down, but we're talking about your life, everything you have, not just your physical life. And I think about the ex-Navy SEAL, Robert O'Neill. I don't know if you've heard about this yet, but Robert O'Neill, when we get back, we're going to talk about who this ex-SEAL was, because this was the man who killed Osama bin Laden. And I want you to hear what he had to say about that. It was remarkable, but we're talking about laying our life down for the cause of Christ. More when we get right back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know her. She's a supermom, and you just can't measure up. I'm John Fuller, and Jill Savage has some thoughts on today's Focus on the Family Minute about the perils of comparison.
We compare our messy insides, the challenges that we face, the mistakes that we make, the less than ideal marriage that we have, the insecurities that we experience, and we look at other moms and we compare our messy sides to their cleaned up outsides. Now, we don't know really what's going on their insides,
right,
but very quickly we size them up and we make a determination that we're either better off than they are or we're less than they are.
We all compare ourselves to others, but that's just not wise. Concentrate instead on being the best mom you can be. Now, you'll find encouragement to do just that every day at focusonthefamily.com/parenting.
We want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our viewers. Don't forget, we're on the Gulf Coast every single day from Destin, the beautiful sandy beaches of Destin, Florida, all the way to the beautiful historical parts of Mississippi. and over 1.4 million footprint out there. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Just the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. So we want to be able to be there with you each day, bring in some light to this interesting times. And we're getting some great feedback from you, and we so love to hear from you. Remember our Facebook, and you can communicate to us. We'd love to receive messages from you and letters, actually positive messages.
Yeah.
Anything negative, just send it to Pat. He can handle that kind of stuff.
Listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. And we're talking about, before the break, about Avner, which is Prime Minister Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's son, who just enlisted in the Israeli Defense Force, mm-hmm. and how every Israeli, when they come of age, as they're growing up as a child, they really need to be thinking about and preparing themselves that they too will serve in the armed forces. And I'm sure that each parent is communicating with their child not only the honor, not only the privilege of being able to, you know, serve and defend their country, but also the reality that in this service, mm-hmm. it could cost you your life. Mm-hmm. It could cost you your life because you'll die, or it could cause how you would live your life because you were wounded and now you're, you know, without a limb, or you have some sort of a physical impairment that would hinder you from living the life the way that you, maybe you envisioned. Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, it causes us to really think about, you know, are we really living for the things that Jesus Christ died for? Mm-hmm. And are we living in such a way? Are we as believers, as Christians, every day looking at life, not how we can be comfortable here in this place called Earth, mm-hmm. but how we can lay our lives down, living in a place of surrender that glorifies God, you know, laying down your desires, mm-hmm. your wishes, your will, or God's desires, his wishes, and his will. Mm-hmm. And the truth is that when you grow in a relationship with God, you may think that, wow, that's a challenging thing. I don't know if I can do that. Well, the Bible instructs us and tells us that greater love has no man than to lay down his life for his friend. And I think the connection there is the love of God. When your love increases for him, then laying down your life for him doesn't become a chore. It becomes a joy. It becomes mm-hmm. a place of honor. It becomes a place of, hey, sacrifice. And we're not talking about, hey, throwing yourself in front of a train or physically, you know, hurting yourself. We're talking about living a surrendered life. And it may actually cost you your physical life. Many Christians have been persecuted. They have lost their life in service to the Lord and become martyrs. It's a gift. Mm-hmm. And even to this day, many Christians, many Jews are persecuted, and they die for their faith and die for the Lord when they could renounce. Right now, we must mm-hmm. not even forget Pastor Saeed. Saeed is sitting in an Iran prison because he was preaching the gospel and doing a Christian work in the country of Iran, an American citizen, I might add. And all he had to do, Pat, was renounce Christ. Renounce. And Saeed, you can walk out that door. You can go be with your two small children that you haven't seen in a couple of years. You can be reunited with your wife. And you can continue to do the work of God in America. Just renounce. Mm-hmm. And Saeed will not renounce. And I want to encourage you to pray for Saeed. Not only to pray for our armed forces here in the United States and those serving in Israel, but also pray for those soldiers, the Christian soldiers, that mm-hmm. Spiritual soldiers, if you will, that are standing for the Lord. I love William Booth, the general of the Salvation Army. I mean, he had this revelation. He was serious. He had the whole outfit, the whole had the whole uniform. He was serious. He understood that it takes that the kingdom of God is taken by force.
Amen.
it's not taking my, you know, sitting back and just, you know, tanning in the sunlight, if you will. Mm-hmm. But you gotta get in there.
Yeah.
And you got to move forward for God. And before the break, we were talking about ex-Navy SEAL Robert O'Neill and his mission when they went SEAL Team 6, when they went to extract or eliminate Osama bin Laden. They had intel. They had information. This was a secret, covert mission. Mm-hmm. They only had, you know, like minutes to prepare. He talks about receiving the call. I believe Fox put a special out, a special interview regarding that, and we'll make sure that that's related for you. But something that he said, Steve, this really just, I mean, it just struck me in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said, we speaking of the SEAL Team 6 team, understood that this was a very, very risky operation. They were going into a compound. They didn't know exactly what they were going to encounter, although they rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed and had models of what the compound looked like. You never know what you're going to encounter until you're there. Real life is always different, right? And he says, we understood this really to be a suicide mission. We kind of thought that we weren't going to make it out of this thing. We'd do what we had to do, and we would eliminate Osama bin Laden, but it would probably cost us our life. And he said to himself, I was okay with that. I was okay with that because I knew that, and I'm paraphrasing his words, but I knew that I was defending America, that I was doing something that would keep America safe, and I would be helping to bring justice. And he saw that as a higher purpose. And I saw that, I said, wow. I mean,
powerful.
Our armed, you know, our men and women that serve us, I said, these are amazing, amazing people.
Yeah, when you take into consideration our country, especially those that are willing to stand up, when you get that paradigm of just like, you're willing to fight for something that's bigger than yourself, that's just like, okay, this is a worthy cause. And that's so significant. We had a segment that we shared recently. It was just like the price and the reward. And it's like when the reward is larger in your perspective than the price that you're asked to pay, it's no option. It's just like, okay, well, yeah. I'm willing to lay down my life. If this price is me sacrificing my life for defending our country, it's huge. And it's the same thing in the significance. I love what you're saying as far as, you know, William Booth, because he understood in the Salvation Army, the Ephesians 6, you know, spiritual battle. It's taken by force. But you understand, it's for the kingdom. It's for the king. We lay down our lives for Christ. If it's all our life, what is the price of our life in comparison with the reward of eternity in the king, in the kingdom with Jesus? And it's just like
amazing, huge. Amazing. Yeah. Steve Hill would often say, never look for peace when you're proclaiming war.
Right.
And this is a spiritual battle that we're in. If you haven't noticed, there's a war going on, and it's a war for the souls of men. And the enemy has lied to humanity. He has lied. He has duped them. The Bible says he is the father of lies. And many people are held captive and prisoners. And God's called us, the church, to be spiritual freedom fighters, to be able to unlock and set free those who are held captive, who don't know any better in some cases, and that are bound by the enemy. And we have that opportunity to be able to help to set people free. I mean, when I didn't know God, I was bound. I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know what I know today. I didn't. And I'm still, you know, I'm still learning and growing, but I didn't do nothing of darkness. I had these false ideologies. And that's why the Bible says that take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. That we pull down all these strongholds, all these false ideologies and pretensions and arguments that war against the word of God. We take those things down because of stinking thinking. My goodness, it will destroy your life. A wrong mindset will destroy your life. Mm-hmm. And my life was headed that way until I came to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And as I abided with God and his word began to transform my way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the importance of having that relationship with the Lord,
that
we're introduced to him, his love, and we begin this journey of walking with him, and we become so enamored with him and so grateful and so full of appreciation for what you have rescued me from. I mean, really, the natural, I think, response for those that have really walked into that revelation of who Christ is and what he means to you individually, the only sense is, I give you my life. I mean, I give you, here it is. Mm-hmm. I give you, because, you know, I often say, you know, if I had 1,000 lives, I'd give you 1,000 lives. I only have one. You know,
yeah.
But we can live. You can live today the rest of your life as a thank you for the Lord. And I pray, and my prayer for you and for us, and as we continue to walk with God, is that God increase our revelation of who you are, what you've done for us, that we may in turn be able to lay our life down for you and be worthy of what the highest price mm-hmm. that you paid for us. More when we get right back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We'll give a big shout out to all of our television network out there. We're just very thankful for you and encourage everyone to think about supporting local Christian television. And one way you can do that with VFN TV and the daily radio program is visit our sponsors. And, you know, shop with them, encourage them, and become a partner, because that's the way we help make it all happen.
That's right.
That's actually right. How it happens. And we're thankful for all those that are standing with us today and become a sponsor. I mean, think about this. Of all the things that you could be doing as borders are being overpoured by the sea of humanity, as leaders are going to play golf and do fundraisers, as the church is, they're trying to minimize, hide the cross, hide statues of Jesus, pull prayer out of schools, mess marriage, all these different things. I mean, I think it's bad. I mean, I enjoy the Bass Pro Shop. I mean, I really do. And, I mean, and hey, if you want to become a sponsor, you know, you can. But understand this. This is where you need to put your dollar under the eyes of God. This is what the Word of God says. He says, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, seeking someone whose heart is dependent upon him. And right now, understand, 24-7 VFN TV, the daily radio program, we're putting it out there. We are putting it out there. Nobody is putting it out there in the context of what we're doing. And God's speaking. I mean, we're having dreams and visions, and we're actually sharing other prophetic words and dreams and visions. But who's doing that? And we don't apologize for it. We're thankful for it. We want to know what God has to say, and we'll allow God to interpret that to you. And we even, not only that, we even make it available to you continually by going to VFNTV.com. If you saw a program or missed a program, or you want to share a program, or you want to go deeper into a program, it's all right there. It doesn't go away. It's right there on VFNTV.com. And when you go there, you'll actually see sponsors that are standing with us. Visit them. Click on those banners. Say thank you. Send them an email. Ever become one today.
Wow. At VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcasts.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. And I know that there's so many things that are going on, and it's amazing the type of influence the church can have when we understand our identity and who we're serving, who we are ambassadors for. But for some time, we've been talking about the seven spheres. We've been talking about the seven spheres or mountains you may have heard of society. And that's where, you know, you have religion, education, government, business, media, the Family Mountain Arts Entertainment, and whoever is on that top of the mountain, if you will, basically influences the policies and the structures and how things go in that particular sphere or realm or mountain of society, if you will. So whoever's on top of, let's say, the education mountains, those are the ones that are in charge of education. Those are the ones that are influencing policy, curriculum, what things are going to be allowed in schools, what are not, what's going to be shared. And for so long, the church has said, you know, well, we're going to stick to this religion mountain. You know, give me Jesus, you take everything else, and we haven't ventured out into the rest of society, if you will. And I'm talking about at large, the church at large. And many in the kingdom right now are rising up to their identity and saying, wait a minute, God's called us to have kingdom impact, not just on the religion mountain, but in all spheres of society, and to be able to have that influence for Christ. And Steve, I want you to share with us what's happening in education and how is the church working to invest in that sphere.
Well, CBN is reporting as about as in the different makeups and the cultures within the education. It talks about the fact that there's specific dropout rates, and it's talking about minority students. And right now, there's 13 million Hispanic students, and this is according to the Pew Research Center. We'll have this all related to you. But they're talking about the fact that there's significant differences in those that are attending school and those that are dropping out. Those that are basically excelling in those, you know, graduate studies, increasing in education. But at the same time, too, it's just like what is beautiful is seeing how the church is responding. And there's a CBN video that shows this. But what I want you to listen to is how the church is saying the fact that, okay, we have a role to play in this. Take a look at this.
More minority children now attend U.S. public schools than white children, including some 13 million Hispanic students. But Latino church leaders say they're concerned because so many drop out of high school. It's why they're encouraging pastors to preach education from the pulpit. Heather Sells has this story.
When it comes to high school dropouts, Hispanic students lead the pack. 13% don't finish high school, compared to blacks at 8% and whites at 4%. Jenny Martinez says she felt alone as she considered college.
I remember going to high school and there weren't as many Latinos graduating. Very few taking AP classes, which are advanced classes.
This so-called Hispanic education gap has become a priority for many Hispanic churches. And the thinking goes like this, that educated followers of Christ can and should go into all sectors of society in order to better spread the gospel.
Our main message is this is important to us. This is a priority. We're the salt and the light. We are ambassadors of the kingdom of God. We need to finish our education. We need to not only be preachers and missionaries and evangelists, but we need to become lawyers and doctors and governors and senators.
Reverend Tony Suarez is helping to promote a new education campaign led by the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, which represents 40,000 churches. He admits the challenges are great.
I think some of that has to do with the immigration issue. Some of it has to do with parents that have been deported, single mother families raising their kids. The sons have to drop out of school to start work because the father's missing at home. Some of them, they have never had a family member that has graduated from high school. So there is no role model in their lives that they can look to.
The good news, the church can play a unique role to help families keep their kids in school.
The church is the most powerful influence that many of these families will ever have. It's the place where they're together. It's the place that influences the way they think, the way they act.
Author Mike Gonzalez says research shows another key link between church and school.
Church attendance is a much better indicator of how a kid will do in school, even if it's not a church school, right? Not a non-religious school. How he will do in school than the color of his skin.
Maria Rodriguez credits fellow believers at her suburban Washington church with encouraging her to get a master's degree.
What really inspires me is within my church, we actually have a spirit of excellence and giving God our best.
Rodriguez also hopes her pursuit will help inspire a new generation.
I currently work with the youth in our church, and And I know that in them seeing, hey, Maria did it, she can do it, then they can feel motivated as to, you know what, I can do it.
And just maybe the tide will turn, leading more young Hispanics to stay in school and pursue a better future. Heather Sells, CBN News.
This is so beautiful. When you think about what he had said, it's just like, okay, we recognize that there's a problem. We recognize that attendance is down, education is down. But it's just like they didn't look for someone else to provide the answer. He said the biggest impact is the church. And I love what he said. He said, we're salt and light. We're ambassadors for the kingdom of God. We need to finish our education. We need to not only be preachers and missionaries and evangelists, but we need to become lawyers and doctors and governors and senators. And I love that because it's like we've been speaking out the awareness of just like we have an impact on our entire culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what you're talking about, John, is like the whole seven mountains, the spheres of culture, if you will. It's not about just the one moment when we come together as the church. But the thing about it is, the where has God placed you? Whether it's in the business realm, it's the arts and culture, it's the media, it's the government, it's the business. God has called you and placed you to be an effective witness, an ambassador like you're talking about. And it's beautiful because the church is seeing that. And he says the church has the biggest impact to not only affect where they are, but the entire culture. It's powerful.
Well, when I think about that, I think about your own testimony. We just shared a little bit of it,
mm-hmm.
where you're in the military, mm-hmm. and it was Josiah. And Malachi,
yeah.
who had some tremendous impact in your life.
Yeah.
And when you gave your life to the Lord, you called back Malachi and said, hey, it happened.
Yeah.
They were faithful witness, not in the religion mountain,
yeah.
but you would say in your work mountain, in the place where you worked, in the
Huge.
Place that you had society, someone who knew Jesus Christ made a difference.
Yeah. Who's the president who was actually in America when Israel became a nation?
Harry Truman.
What stands out to me is that the one individual that really sowed into him the importance of standing with Israel was his mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like every single place that God has placed us, we have the ability to sow those seeds of who Jesus is, sow those seeds of the gospel, sow those seeds of the kingdom, because we don't know who it is that we're speaking to.
Yeah.
What really stands out to me is, you know, there was an evangelist, and I don't know if it was the 40s or the 50s, but his name was Mordecai Ham. And a lot of people don't recognize that name, but they would recognize a specific man that he spoke into. And he was the one that witnessed to Billy Graham. And it's just like, you never know the Billy Grahams who God has placed next to you. But if you don't speak the truth of who Jesus Christ is, those next to you can never say, I want to know Jesus. And it's just like where God has placed you, whether it is, you know, on a movie set behind a camera, whether it is at the administrative table when you're sitting, you know, with a round table of executives in a business realm, you're around, you know, the school board, those decision leaders.
Yeah. Speaking of school board, in terms of education, I mean, we're thankful for those Christians that want to step into the area of education and become on the school boards. They want to become superintendents. There are Christian teachers that are willing to stay in the gap and be able to teach children and have such an influence. It's amazing. I mean, I still remember great school teachers by name. I still remember those that had helped me, and there's something special upon their life. And I even remember of one teacher in high school who now I realize was a missionary in Africa.
Yeah.
And I never connected those dots till later. You matter, and our children matter. And if we are faithful in this mountain, in this sphere, we're going to see huge kingdom impact as a result of it. More when we get right back from this break. You don't want to miss it. We're going to be talking about a new way of living and how God has already prepared it for us. We just have to walk in what He's prepared.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are, yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts. I mean, can you imagine being on a football field, Pat?
Yeah. Not now, I could.
In his glory days.
Way, way, way back then.
Really?
Yeah.
He can imagine.
I can imagine.
He can imagine.
Thing. He got that PS2 thing, you know, he thinks he's played football now.
He didn't actually play. You said imagine.
We got to find that rag head. You had that, the look. You had,
oh, it's on the torch.
I've got it.
Oh, we have that.
It's on the torch.
Okay, good. We'll bring that up.
Yes.
Was he was he holding the ball or was he on the bench? I can't remember what that picture was.
He was holding the water.
The offense was on the field.
But he looked so footballish. He looked so footballish sitting on the bench.
I was resting.
Is that what they call those guys that pour water?
It took me a while to realize. Wait a minute. He's not on the field. He said he's on the bench. But he sure looked like a football player.
He had it going on.
No, getting back
there
to
there was
it.
A day.
There was a day.
Oh, holy night, and the stars are brightly shining.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. And man, I'm liking this music. I'm really liking it. Thank you for the producer. Yes, it's this time of the year.
We tip our hats to the producer, sir.
You're welcome.
Well, there'll be a bonus, right? Get him some flowers or something.
A little golf clap.
You know he likes those things. Oh, golf clap.
Do you like flowers?
No.
Yeah, he does. Listen, if you want to do something nice and you feel like you want, we need to do that. Flowers
for Pat. Do you have a favorite flower? We're just checking.
Really?
He said, really?
Just want to verify.
Okay. We're going to get right back to this program. We're going to talk about a new way of living free from sin and set apart for God. And that's so important because, you know, as we've been talking throughout this program, you know, listen, God's called us for a higher purpose. He's given us a vision for life. And, you know, before, when you didn't know Christ, when I didn't know Christ, I didn't have the greater vision of why I was here. You know, it's interesting that when you don't know the Lord, you think that you're here for your own purposes and your own plans. Until you realize, oh, that's right, that wasn't my idea. And maybe God fashioned me when he knitted me in my mother's womb and he knew me before the foundations of the earth. And since he's the one that had a plan for my existence, that maybe I should find out what it is that God wants me to do. And then I will actually, you know, reach the, you know, my purpose. Mm. And so many people are trying to define their purpose on their own apart from God. And let me save you a lot of, you know, right? I mean, you take firefighter exams and try to put, you know.
It was all part of the process.
All part of the process. Mm-hmm. Realize. I cannot add 2 + 2. This is not for me.
Not the will of God.
It was not the will of God.
No matter how many times I try.
And we're thankful that he's not a firefighter today, but that he obeyed the will of God.
That's all right.
Aren't you grateful?
Oh, yes.
But isn't it amazing that how you think that at that time in your life, man, this is it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought that was the way to go.
I'm going
to
be an astronaut. I'm going to be an... No. No, you're not. No. Well, you can't add. You can't do it. That's not what you're going to do. You're not going to be a firefighter.
No.
You know?
No.
But you can do... what God has called you to do, because what's really cool about God is that he doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So when you're called, he'll begin to start putting you his own training, if you will, his own, you'll be under his tutelage. And he has other helps that he'll bring along to help you and prepare you for what he has in store. But as believers, when we enter a relationship with God, you know, we understand that why did, you know, let's look back a little bit, rewind the tape. Why did Jesus come? Mm-hmm. He came to redeem a people. He came to redeem us, not for ourselves, but for him. He was looking for a people. And sometimes we get this confused. You know, we act as if this is not true. And we come to God in this era of new way of living, and we've been taught, and you know, just accept the Lord, you know, just accept Jesus, and then, you know, look for the scriptures, if you will, that help you out, you know what I mean, that agree with what is important to you. Right, a help manual. Yeah. Thank you. That's a good one, right? Instead of looking at the Word of God as it actually is, the Word of God. Instructions for your life. I like what someone said, basic instructions before leaving earth, right? That's what the Bible stands for. You got to know what God is saying. And Lord, you know, we're not just accepting Jesus as Savior, but we're accepting Him as Lord, as Master, as the boss. So what does that mean? That means that what He says is what we do. What He says is law, if you will, and that we surrender ourselves to that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is that this is the same Jesus who John the Baptist had the revelation. He knew that there was one who was coming, but when he saw him, I mean, wouldn't you love to be at that moment when John the Baptist put his eyes on the one?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't help but read all the scriptures. I mean, just read every word in the Bible. Slow down and put your finger on it. But he said, behold. I mean, like, in today's, it'd be like, watch out. Hey, look at that. You know, there he is. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's how John the Baptist introduced Jesus, and it's like, okay, he takes away the sin of the world.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't come so that you can keep your sin and then get an upgrade. No, it's to eradicate and walk away from sin and not to be comfortable with it. When Jesus was ministering to the woman caught in adultery, he said, go and sin no more.
Yeah.
Leave this lifestyle of sin. We're not going to reach perfection until we are with the Lord. This is not about a perfection. This is about a lifestyle of sin and what's acceptable to us and what's not acceptable to us. And so I love what 2 Peter says, which I think is awesome, because it's talking about God's intended way for us. And we find out in 2 Peter 1:3 says, His divine power, which is God, has given us everything we need for life and godliness. How many times do we walk around thinking, you know, I just need this one more thing. If I could just read this one more book about this revelation, you know, if I can hear one more testimony about how they overcame, you know what I'm saying? If I could just go to one more conference or have somebody else to lay their hands on me, if I could just, no, the Bible says His divine power has given us everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did some extra research, and I did look up that word everything in the Bible.
Yeah. Good to make sure.
And it means everything. Everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge, our intimate encounter of Him, who has called us by His own glory and goodness. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Because we know that God has not called us in this new way of living, right? Which means separate from sin and separated to Him. That you know, we're putting away old ways. If any man be in Christ, old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. And we say that, okay, Lord, You're boss of my life. I'm no longer in charge, and so You call the shots. You're the king of my heart. And so our life begins to line up with that truth.
Mm-hmm.
And now we recognize that God has equipped us and blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing. But we also know, it's what Ephesians talks about, that in 1 Peter he's telling us he's given us divine power. Divine power, and he's given us everything we need for life and for godliness. So God doesn't call us to do anything that we cannot do if we trust in the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Verse 4 says, through these He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. See, we can escape the corruption of the world. We can escape those things that we Hebrews talks about, that sin that so easily entangles us, that messes us up. We can escape that because God's given us promises. He's given us hope. He's given us a way so that what? We can participate. We can play an active role in that his divine nature.
Yeah, that's huge when you connect that. It's just like when it says, how is it the fact that we can escape the corruption in the world caused by our evil desires? And it's just like so often it's like we see just what the outcome is in the world, but never connect that to, dear God, what sin in my life before I came to know you or my walking out now, my own mm-hmm. evil desires that I'm warring with, like Paul talks about, that has brought this about. And it's just like God empowers us through his son, Jesus Christ. And it's just like, you know, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. It's like we have that ability to change our surroundings by getting in alignment with the lordship of Jesus Christ. And it's like, that's so empowering.
It is, because God didn't call us to have an upgrade in life.
Yeah.
He called us to have a new way of living.
Amen.
This is a new way of living. This is a journey with God, to walk in closeness with him and intimacy with him. But here's the thing, when you walk with God, you're going to walk with God on his terms, not on your terms.
Oh yeah.
You're going to walk with him according to his word, not your idea of what his word says. God has the final say. He has it, and our hearts should be softened to the point that we want to embrace that. Mm-hmm. We want to embrace his ways. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, since we have these promises, we have them. Dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God.
Mm.
See, we have to be able to engage God. It's the Holy Spirit that will help us to purify us and to cleanse us. But if we have the wrong mindset, and it's being shared that, mm-hmm. listen, I mean, stay where you're at. You don't have to change your life.
Mm-hmm.
Just accept Jesus. Get the fire insurance. Get the manual for a motivated and inspired life, and just pick out what you mm-hmm. want there and let it apply. And you know what? We need to be able to share the entire gospel. We need to preach the full gospel, cover to cover, you know, Genesis through Revelation. And we can't pull out scriptures that we don't agree with. I mean, it says here in the Bible, right? Purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness, which means that you can be contaminated. You can fall to corruptible desires, and be careful of those that you hang with, because the Bible tells us that bad company, what? Corrupts good character.
Yeah.
God has called us to a new way of living. He's given us a vision, and God has equipped us to what he has called us to. We can enjoy an awesome relationship with the Lord, free from the entanglement of sin, from death and destruction, and we can live a set-apart life, growing in the knowledge of God, moving in the purity of God, and allowing him to set us free and bring us into a wonderful journey, and along with him and for all eternity. You can do it. Embrace this new way of living. God didn't call you for an upgrade. He came to take over. And if you surrender your life to him, it'll be a wonderful journey you will never, ever forget. Thank you for joining us. We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
goodness. Listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Mm-hmm. Just go to VFNTV.com, mm-hmm. click on the podcast. Click on the podcast, and you get whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded into your stuff somehow, and you can mm-hmm. play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that, yeah, buy the tape. We're giving it to you. It's yours. Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it.